After our episode on how there's no such thing as white privilege, we moved to learning about German economic history, specifically about the laws of the man who always had a plan. The man who said Europe is a power cake and the leaders are men smoking cigars in an arsenal. The famous unifier of Germany and Chancellor Otto von Bismarck and socialist laws. But before we get into the wonderful world of anti-socialism, let's welcome our guests. Wilhelm Liebknecht, the German socialist, close associate of Karl Marx, and the co-founder of the German SDP.
Hello.
And Michael, the Harvard-educated lawyer with 3 undergraduate degrees in history, economics, and psychology from Stanford University.
Hey, guys.
So, without further ado, let's get into today's topic with some of background information. Michael, what is some valuable information we need to know?
Well, before we get into the whole socialist laws topic, we have to understand some of the background information. Even before Germany was unified, we need to understand that before all the German states were unified, there was this organization called German Customs Union, or Zollverein, which was established in 1834 on January 1st. It was an extremely important step towards the unification of Germany. This organization was established to achieve economic goals such as abolishing tariff barriers and reducing the amount of currencies from 30 to 10. The Iron Chancellor, or Otto von Bismarck, was a pro-industry. Therefore, when he noticed that there was a growing power of the working class and the Socialist Democratic Party, and as we know, Bismarck was an opportunist, he waited. Later on, he got the chance in 1878. There were 2 murder attempts on the life of Kaiser Wilhelm I, on May 11th, by a tin worker, Hoddle, and on June 2nd, by Dr. Karl Nobling. He committed suicide after the attempt, and Hoddle was executed. Bismarck took this opportunity and blamed it on the SPD, although they didn't have to do anything with it. And therefore, he was able to pass, on second occasion, the socialistic laws.
Wait, a quick follow-up. So what were the socialist laws?
Well, these laws outlawed all socialistic organizations, including socialist press, literature, and organizations of working class. Thanks to the original document sent and translated to us by GermanHistoryDocs.org, we observed 30 articles such as meetings of social democratic, socialistic, or communistic endeavors are to be dissolved, prohibition and dissolution are within competence of police authority, publications in which socialistic or communistic endeavors are to be prohibited, and whoever commits one of these acts stated in previous articles be punished and or imprisoned. And from these set of laws, we see an astonishing amount of statistics which just blow your mind, such as, according to marches.org, 1,500 individuals were sentenced to prison. 45 newspapers were censored, and 1,300 publications were suspended. On top of that, 332 workers' organizations were dissolved, which causes an immense impact on the workers' unions then and later, which I will talk later on, and was an extremely important era of German socialistic history.
Well, Wilhelm, you lived through this as a socialist. Tell us what that was like.
Well, it was horrible. Gary Steenson described it perfectly in his book. As one of the leaders of the SDP in the years of 1876 and 1895, I was imprisoned 14 times. And before that, I was exiled in London for 12 years. All because of my socialistic views and activities. This didn't stop us. I was always involved in constant support towards the cause, including establishing Social Democrat, the newspaper in Switzerland, and by other legal means, we grew our support steadily from 1878 to 1890. We tripled our votes in the Reichstag elections, and we could repeal those laws because of our support.
Thank you, Willem, for sharing your experience. Anything to add, Michael?
Oh, well, yes. The laws were repealed, but they were later reinstated by the Nazis 4 decades later by Hitler. We talked about the short-term consequences, but what about the long-term ones? Well, the answer is that this is the reason why there is such a little amount of trade unions in Germany, because of first socialistic laws by Bismarck, and later when Hitler noticed the growing support for socialistic parties, he also prohibited them, and including dissolving unions. And therefore, that's why we see such a little amount of trade unions, the unions in Germany.
Well, on that note, we end our discussion of Bismarck's socialist laws for today. Thanks for tuning in to Misha Gives Opinion. Don't miss out on our next edition on how prohibiting abortion is a feministic measure. See you!